You have to know how to handle it and be careful with it.
Let's check to make this one. We didn't have, what do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow slip.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's a pretty bead.
Same.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
licked him.
What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he is squatting down? Now, it's not on all fours, but just when he's squatting down, the back part of your leg still. You say that down on it. Like that. Sitting around like this, you say, got down.
Solid squat. Right.
You wouldn't see anything that says, got down on me. You ever say,
honky?
You ever heard of that?
Yes, I've heard.
You wouldn't be you with me.
No.
You just call it squat down.
I say squat down on your butt.
Okay. That's what I want. That's another one I haven't been able to get. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
tight wad.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
stingy.
Would there be a different word if it were a woman instead of a man?
Let's know.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, he's really
dressed up.
And if it were a man, you'd say, he's really
dressed.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly
active.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a cricket.
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that a car skidded on the ice and went...
went out of control, I believe.
What about an explosion? You might say the pieces of the metal went...
boom. Everything.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into a...
haunted. They call it, why don't you say haunted?
What are those spirits called?
Evil.
Well, that describes them, but what do you say that's them? What would they...
witches.
Yeah, what would be in a haunted house? Would you say witches would be in a haunted house?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you say, you know, you hear about things you can see through.
Well, I imagine all kinds of different things, people or animals, that's all.
And we call these all witches?
Yeah, I can't think of a way there.
What about a ghost or a haunt?
A ghost.
Ghost.
Yeah. That's how I'm a ghost.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Yeah, I didn't think it was inside the cat.
I mean, something like, you know, you can take a black cat, you can take walking under a ladder, or you can take breaking a mirror, and all these things are called